Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. This video that we're going to show you is a video that came out of an online course that we produced with Michael Ellis in California. It's titled Sports Skills Masterclass with Michael Ellis. This video is about scent discrimination. It's important that I say out front that this is not a detector dog video. In different dog sports, one of the exercises is that an article needs to be scented by the handler and laid out or hidden, but laid out with other articles that are similar in size, shape, and material. And the dog needs to go out and pick up that article that the handler's touched and bring it back. So there's a lot of applications in real life that can work out for. I mean, I remember being on a search with my police dog when I was on the sheriff's department. I accidentally dropped a $700 radio that was on my belt in this monster huge field. And I had, when I realized that I was a mile away and I had to take my dog and go back, and my dog found that radio. No one was more surprised than me. I diverge from this video though. In the video, Michael's going to talk about how they approach scent discrimination with dogs. And in this case, he's talking about in the Mondial Ring sport, but it applies to other dog sports too. If you like the information, at the end of the video, we're going to put the web address for Sports Skills Masterclass with Michael Ellis, and you can go and read about it.
So we're going to talk through the scent discrimination process. And there are a whole bunch of different ways that people teach the scent discrimination. Again, since most of my experience in teaching the exercise and most of the dogs we wind up teaching the exercise to are dogs that have a fair amount of retrieve drive. So especially by the time we get to this exercise, they like to play, they like to bring you things. The method we've chosen to use most frequently is the tie downs, where we actually tie down the other items when we go forward. With a dog with less retrieve drive, sometimes that's frustrating and they'll quit retrieving. So you need, there are a whole host of things where they start by putting like peanut butter or Cheese Whiz or whatever on the one you want the dog to select, and then they gradually fade that stuff and turn it into your scent once the dogs understand the exercise. But again, that's primarily for dogs that don't have a lot of retrieving drive. But that method works as well in AKC circles, where they're shaping retrieves and they're teaching dogs to retrieve for food. So you're talking about a dog that doesn't have a lot of natural retrieve drive, then some of those other methodologies are really beneficial. Because if you do the tie downs, the dogs go out, they try one or two, and then they go, oh, I guess I'm not supposed to retrieve, and they'll quit on you completely. Most of our dogs, by the time you get to this exercise, they're going to want to bring something back. And your biggest thing is getting them not to try to bring back the entire thing that you have the tie down to, right? And try to drag the whole thing back to you. So the way we started is, of course, as early as possible after the dog has a formal retrieve, we'll start teaching the discrimination portion. So what I want to see from the dog in the retrieving is that I can leave them, walk out, place an item, come back and send them, and they'll go find and bring that item. In our case, it's a wooden dowel, but it could be anything you wanted to do discrimination with, right? So if it were AKC work, you would have wanted to use the leather and metal dumbbells, et cetera, right? So you would have, whatever you retrieve item you chose, you're gonna wind up teaching the dog, hey, I'm gonna throw this for you. The first step is I'm just doing a normal throw and retrieve. The second step for me is I take the item out and I toss it like in the grass or something where the dog can't see it, but it can see me throw it. And then they have to go hunt for it. Again, that starts to make the dog think about using their nose. So they'll retrieve the little wood. For me, we're using the little wooden dowel, so they'll retrieve that. If I throw it in here, then I go out and toss it in the bushes and make them go look for it and things like that. Once they're into that point, then I leave the dog on a stay. I'll walk out a short distance, set it down, come back, and send my dog to get it. If my dog will do that, they'll wait, they'll go get it, even though they didn't see the prey motion to instigate going to get it, then they're ready, right? So lots of dogs in the early stages will retrieve something that's moving or something that you threw, but they won't necessarily go out and hunt for and bring back a dead object, I call it, right? An object that they didn't see moving, right? And you need to be at that stage before you can really do the scent discrimination portion. Because if your dog still needs the toss movement or the movement of the item to want to chase and retrieve it, it won't work, right? Because you're going to have to go out and set it out there. So that's when, and as soon as I have that, the placed item go back, then we go to a series of tie downs. And I usually use the side of a wire crate when we initially teach it. If I have a dog that's really fanatic about retrieving and I think they'll drag this thing back, then I just stake it down. I'll go outside and I'll use tent stakes and stake down the corners of the crate side, right? The reason I like the wire crate things is it's easy to attach the items to, but also if I go outdoors, I can kind of stick it down in the grass, so it gives them less of a visual cue with this. In the past, I've used pegboard and a whole host of things. You can buy, like from the hardware store, the pegboard, and that's the same. It's got a bunch of little holes in it, so it makes it easy to tie the stuff down to it, but it's a big, flat, obvious thing, right? So this, as the dog gets better at it, I can actually go kind of press this down in the grass, and at a distance you can't really see the grate, so the dog still has to kind of pay attention to where I'm going when I place them. When we initially do this, we take all the wood and we drill holes through the middle of the wood, and then we zip tie them down tightly, right? So that they can't move around at all and they can't come off. And then I take all my blanks, the ones that I'm gonna use, and I drill those as well, so that later on, there's no difference between them. And sometimes, if I'm being really on top of it, then I'll actually put a zip tie through the middle of my blanks too. So I'll take my blanks, I'll drill a hole in the blank, I'll just put a zip tie in it, and I'll set it on here, but I won't zip tie it down. So there's no difference between the ones that are on here and mine. It's not so important in the very beginning, but as you go forward, it will be. And we'll talk a little bit about why that is, right? So dogs can very quickly be picking up on some signal that you didn't want them to. Like, so when we initially taught this, used to teach it with the same one all the time. So I'd play with one with my dog all the time, and that was the one. And so I took that one out, and really what the dog was scenting was theirs, right? Their saliva, their scent. And so when I took clean ones and just put my scent on them, they didn't necessarily recognize that. And what we want for the dog is that the dog is actually scenting my scent. Now that said, you can use one that's theirs to start the idea of discrimination. So in the very beginning, it doesn't matter so much. But if you stay doing that for very long, you'll get stuck. And the dog will think, oh, no, I'm looking for this. Because the dogs start to look for a very specific scent. Right? So to the point where I can take one and put a bunch of them down, scent one from mine, put it somewhere else, the dog will go check all those, and then go, yours isn't there, go out. You can put toys out there, you can put food out there, you can put all kinds of stuff in the proofing stages. But in the beginning, less important, but keep it in the back of your mind.